fairness is such an issue. And what we hear about is people getting nickeled and dimed to death. I'd like any policymaker, any decision maker, any politician who doesn't think it's a good idea to take the HST off of home heating and utilities to turn off their heat tonight. We have seniors out tonight in this cold weather who aren't going to be turning on their heat to adequate levels. They're going to get sick. They're going to end up having to go to the doctors eventually. If you can find a doctor, that's right. Yeah. But what are we doing? What are we doing as a country? Is we're taking all of these tax cuts and we're giving them to big polluters.
The rich get richer.
The rich get richer, that's right. We have a huge inequity gap. And who's getting cut? The middle class. We have a Canadian flag over here, and it's being lit by candles. I think that's an apt metaphor to look at what we need to do in communities like this. We need everybody here. We need them to talk about these issues. We need them to go out and talk to their family and talk to their friends, to get online. We need them to spread the word that there's a different way of doing things, where we can do things like take the tax burden off of families that are struggling. Take the tax burden off of families in general. I had somebody come to me today and say that they've gone from a $60 bill to a $120 bill. How many people here have seen their bills increase over this HST? How many people here are sick and tired of it? I know you are. You know why? Because you came out tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this message, and what the NDP does is what it always does. Create a message. Spread that message. Work with other people to get that message across. You know where we're seeing that? Charlie Angus was down here just last weekend. What was Charlie Angus talking about with me?
Net neutrality.
Usage-based billing. Wow, in stereo. We didn't write this, I promise. But he was talking about usage-based billing. And now, all the other parties are talking about usage-based billing. And that came from a town hall in Brandt. We could create so many different ideas for change that could start here, whether it's a candlelight vigil, or whether it's something about usage-based billing, whether it's about affordability issues, because affordability issues matter. We can be talking about that here and spreading that across the entire country. We started our campaign in this building just upstairs. And what have we done since then? We built a team. We've engaged young people. Can I get a whoop from the new young people that are here? We're gonna call them the Nightingales. Can we do that one more time? Can I get a whoop? When was the last time you went to something so obviously political and saw as many young people as you saw seniors?
Right.
You know why? Because I get it. We were Main Streeting recently. You know what we said to people? I went up to a young person, 15 years old, and I said, do you ever think about buying a home? You're going to be a homeowner one day? They said, yeah. I said, well, good luck. And if you do get it, guess what? Your utilities in 5 years are going to be 45% higher than what they are now. I talked to seniors. You know what seniors don't get? They don't get a raise. And they're having to move out of their homes. Asking a 75-year-old widow to move out of her home. Because taxes are too high. What else are we having trouble affording?
Food.
Gas.
Keeping a pension.
Absolutely.
Jobs.
You know, we're looking at almost double-digit unemployment again. The recession isn't over. You just have to walk around Brantford to see the recession isn't over. This is the front line of that recession. And things need to change. So one of the things we're going to try to do, and we're going to scream it from the hilltops, and thank you for coming out and screaming it with us, or whooping it with us, or whatever you want to do. We have to take care of each other. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to do what we can. These candles are warm, but the community, the sense of community in this room is warming. So who's going to come out and who's going to spread the word? Who's going to talk about these issues in their coffee shops, in their living rooms, in their streets? Who's talking about this? You are. And you are. And I think you guys are, even though you're new, right? And that's what we need. This has grown so much. Right now, on Facebook, there are people uploading pictures of candles in their windows because they couldn't be here tonight. There are people from other parts of the country, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, who are taking photos of candles in their window and putting them up for people in Brant because they feel solidarity with us. So we're the front line. And we're going to push that front line, whether there's an election or not. But that doesn't matter to us because we've been running like there's been an election going on for almost 2 years. And we're going to keep running until we get that message across, until we find a new way of doing things.